My people, how you doing out there in podcast RSS feed audio land? I've got a great show for you coming up after this little introduction, but I wanted to let you know that I do video versions, and this is one of those conversations that the on-screen component is pretty helpful for understanding what Derek is going to be talking about. I think you could follow largely most of the chat without needing to go to the video version, but why not just do it anyway? Check the show notes for links to Rockfin or YouTube where you can catch this video version, and I think it's worth it. Also, wanted to give you a warning. My voice is going to sound a little different in this episode because I was on the wrong mic, on my webcam mic, not on my nice, expensive microphone. Somehow, that was missed by everyone in the live stream, and we just went forward with the weird sound, but it is still audible. It just doesn't sound smooth and jazzy like it normally does from my end, but Derek does most of the talking. Anyway, if you want to catch hour two of this conversation, don't forget that you can on Rockfin and Patreon become a member to one of those two sites with my profile, and you will get 2 hours of Gematronator decoding the universe instead of one. I think it's worth it. Hope to see you there. And if you're still going to boldly proceed with the audio-only version of the show, then you go right ahead and enjoy that. And I love you for listening. I love you anyway. Thanks for being here. And let's dive in with Derek Takuri, Gematronator. All right, what's up, everybody? Live with Derek Takuri, the Gematronator. He returns. I think this might be the second year in a row that we did a conversation around Mother's Day, so maybe it's just in the air. You and I have had a cool online friendship since we started working together here and there last year, and I've followed your work as closely as I can. Gematria is a fascinating study. I'll let you introduce that as well.
Yeah, thanks again for having me on again, Chance. And I believe this is episode number 3 that I've been on, so it's a pleasure to be back. So my name is Derek, and back in 2017, actually, in January, I built the Gematronator.com website. And what was desperately needed at the time was a better visual representation of this language of Gematria, which I had discovered online through a source named Zach Hubbard. And, you know, I was very skeptical of what I was seeing. I was into conspiracy at the time, but the whole idea of numbers and numerology seemed a little out there to me. So, but I was very hungry for knowledge and decided to dig into it myself. So after building some spreadsheets and kind of analyzing the gematria of the dates on the calendar, the numbers, the Bible, I determined very quickly that yes, this is 100% relevant, and it goes actually a lot deeper than what I was learning at the time. So here we are 4 or 5 years later, and I'm still teaching this language. You know, it's an obsession that grew in me pretty quickly, and I've always gone from one interest to another in my life, you know, within a couple years, but this one stuck with me, and I always said that I would stop if I felt like I wasn't learning anymore, and I'm still here doing it because I'm still learning every day. And I feel like the work that we're doing as a whole in the Gematria community, so to speak, and particularly my blog as well, I mean, we're not just decoding things anymore. We're getting in front of these news stories and explaining to people ahead of time how the news is coded. So at some point, you know, we can look at a couple of the predictions I made back in January to highlight how this code, I mean, you can, again, it's not only looking at things in retrospect and saying, hey, these are the numbers that are important to this story, but saying, hey, these numbers are going to be really important on this date in relation to this person. And then we get news stories that reflect that. So that's the point where we're at now. And, you know, I understand that numerology is a finicky thing with a lot of people. You know, even a lot of my subscribers don't feel like they truly understand it. And for me, as someone who's doing the decodes, you know, there's it does feel like sometimes there's new things to find or a little bit of guesswork here and there. But, you know, numerology to me, it's significant because, again, it lets you get ahead of things. Whereas, you know, very few things in the esoteric studies can point to specific things ahead of time. And to me, that's been a strong method in waking people up. But I think the method still needs some work. And I've been talking recently on my channel. I'm going to be going full time with numerology very shortly here this summer. And the plan is for me to kind of build up a stronger database as far as understanding these riddles before they happen. So I think the work's only going to get better. And, you know, my only concern is that, is it too late, you know, because, you know, when I talk about predictions, a lot of people have criticized me in the past for not predicting a whole lot. But I would argue that this entire pandemic, I did predict. The only thing is that I didn't know it would be a pandemic. I knew there would be a big society changing event in 2020. We even predicted it would probably start in Seattle. And that's where the first case of COVID-19 was found. So absolutely, we're ahead of these things and seeing things. But, you know, I'm in a place now where my whole family basically has gotten the vaccine. They were pretty much all on board with the mask wearing coronavirus stuff to begin with. So is it too late? I mean, I certainly hope not. I don't think this vaccine is the end game of what's going on. I think this is just the start. But certainly it's a lot more dire than it was a year or two ago. Doesn't it feel that way?
It definitely feels that way, my man. And I want to get into some of that touchier stuff especially in hour two, not really into self-censorship, but also there's a certain point where you can kind of just be reckless when you know you have a certain reach here on the GooTube. And we do have Rockfin for that now, which at some point I'm going to talk to you more about, try to get you into it. But for everyone listening, at some point soon, I'll post a link. It's also in the show description to the live stream of this on Rockfin, where at the point at the end of the hour, when I would normally switch over to the premium episode, it'll just keep rolling on Rockfin and you can smoothly transition over there. I know some people, well, we got Rogue Ways in the chat, Lindsay, she's a content creator over there, and probably a few other Rockfin members already joining us. So it's a really good system. It's working out well for me to be able to stream here and there once and then have some like bonus content over there and not feel the constant thumb of censorship. I mean, what you're talking about with things feeling more dire, censorship is definitely one of the ways that sort of the pressure cooker has been heated up on the whole situation. Like I posted a video yesterday of, because it's not always just straight deleting you, you know, it's like stupid fact checkers. I posted a video, it was just about a minute long, of a pharmacist opening up a box of one of these shots and pulling out the insert. And it was a sealed box. And she's like, here it is, there's a seal, breaking the seal, opens it, pulls out the insert where all the warnings and all the, you know, efficacy and safety testing information is supposed to be in, the instructions on how to use the damn thing. The paper she unfolded was as big as like a blanket when she unfolded it all. And it was completely blank. There was nothing on it. It's just a blank piece of paper. And then fact checker that says, oh, well, they only put one insert with actual printed information on in a whole carton of these things. And that was just one box in the carton. And I'm like, so why is there a blanket sized piece of paper in there in the first place? Like, I don't know. Regardless, it's just like one little drop in the bucket, but people will see that there's a fact checker label on it and they'll just be like, oh, this is, you know, someone who's hoaxing us about this whole situation. That's what I get all the time. It's like people basically wanting to accuse me or people like you of trying to profit off of a doom and gloom perspective about what's going on with the medical mafia, when they couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, what we're doing is completely hazardous to our reputation, especially if we weren't sure about it or if the fact is, like, the evidence is in front of our eyes. It's really clear that it's not, that what's going on right now is very toxic, both on the physical and spiritual level, like dividing people, you know, even dividing people on our camp, I guess, from wanting to be around people in the other camp. And it's just definitely gross. It's like that Hopi prophecy, though, of the two tribes of humanity diverging at some point in the, you know, genesis of the next version of life here on Earth. So very, very heavy duty stuff right now, for sure.
And when it comes to censorship, my first YouTube channel was deleted in 2018, and I haven't even gotten so much as a strike on my channel since then. And part of that is because of what YouTube has done to change their search algorithms. So my videos no longer become, you know, viral based on the recommended videos like they used to. But, you know, at the time I thought, well, if they're censoring me, I must be doing something right, you know, trying to get information out there that's not available. But now I haven't been censored in so long, and I'm starting to think, am I really tapping into what needs to be tapped into right now? So I think, you know, explaining to people what's going on with the medical industry is really the most important thing. And on that note, a lot of my followers know that I've been working for GE Healthcare. I've been employed there since 2013. And for me, you know, this whole wake up process has been tricky because I was on to things, you know, in 2004, 2005, when I first learned about 9/11. But I had no idea the depth of which the deception, you know, sat in the media. So now with enough money saved up, I'm finally quitting my job with the medical industry. You know, GE itself has really gone full ham on pushing not just the vaccines. I mean, they're not mandatory for the company or anything, but they really want us to get it. And not only that, but a lot of the other cultural mind control things that they're very much into. So 2 weeks ago, we had like four different calls or meetings come down from corporate that everyone was asked to be in. And these meetings ranged from things like generational diversity, race and racism in the workplace, and then finally LGBTQIA, like understanding or something. And I'm like, you know, now we're giving them vowels too. You know, they're already taking half the consonants. Now they want I and A. I was like, this is too much. So I sent an email to HR. I'm like, look, you know, what your job should be is to give us a place to put in our efforts and get paid, right? You shouldn't be in the business of telling us what to think or how to think. So I put in my notice. I'm out of there. I have some money saved up for probably a year or two to go ahead and do this full time. But yeah, I'm going to have to start a Patreon, and I'm definitely going to look into this Rockfin too. It looks pretty interesting. But, you know, yeah, as far as like doing this for money, I mean, it's really insane because for me in my position financially right now, if I just worked for GE for another 20 years and they would love to have me, like my skill set is very good for what I'm doing there, I would retire a millionaire, maybe even a multimillionaire by then. Of course, I don't know if $1 million, you know, is going to be worth very much in 20 years, but, you know, that again, this
bro, like in 1 year, you know,
seriously. So for me, this has nothing to do with money. I mean, it's completely like money has always been an obstacle for me. It's never been a goal. You know, it's been a matter of getting enough money to do what I want to do. And now, you know, I feel blessed enough to find something that I think people should be sharing and understanding, and something I do enjoy doing. So I'm going to be taking my efforts away from the medical industry finally and putting them full time into numerology so we can get even better content out there, because I don't think we're all the way there yet. So,
you know, the good thing about Rockfin, you may or may not be aware of this, but someone subscribing to that network only has to subscribe to the network itself, kind of like a Netflix type situation. So in terms of monetization, you don't really have to like go out of your way to sell something in a sense. It's just like a channel that tries to help everybody on the channel rise based on their own merit in a way. So someone could subscribe to Rockfin on my link, but then end up watching a lot of your videos and you would get like some royalties for that. But the funny thing is they pay you in a type of crypto, which crypto, fun word games there. If you look that word up on Google, the basic definition is someone who has a secret allegiance to a particular pledge or creed, especially communism. And so, you know, they've announced the GovCoin now, and that's what they're calling it. And it looks just like the picture I saw had like a coin that looked just like the Bitcoin with the B symbol or whatever, but they changed it to a G. And I'm like, that's a little on the nose, don't you think? A big G? Where have we seen that before?
Yeah. Well, there you have it. I mean, we know that there's something behind crypto with the way the media has been pushing it, especially ever since January with that whole Robinhood story. Crypto is something I've definitely been paying more attention to lately. And, you know, I was fortunate to make some money off of Bitcoin. And so I kind of have some house money to go into this other these other trading sites and
casinos.
Well, basically, I mean, it seems like there's definitely some kind of manipulation going on between a lot of these various coins. And, you know, you're just putting money into something with no real value and just hoping that it goes up. There was one coin recently, like Pirate Chain, which, you know, someone promoted it, and within a few days it multiplied by, like, I don't know, 3,000% or something. But then just by the time.
Yeah, that's an interesting one just to throw in, because it doesn't have the same kind of like tracking baked in. It looks like it's attempting to be more private, but I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, and what's curious to me about it is that I've been talking about pirates and piracy, this theme, in the media basically all year. Remember, ever since the Super Bowl was held in Tampa Bay, which is the stadium with the Pirates, they were the first home team to win. So we've been seeing these news stories about pirates and whatnot, and all of a sudden this coin comes up with the name R, and you're just like, is this? It feels like there's something more going on. I feel like they're trying to suck more money out of the economy with this way. Like, think about the lottery being a tax on the poor. And I've done work in posts showing that these big Mega Millions, Powerball jackpots and whatnot, they're not going out to real people. I really don't believe that. Maybe occasionally they do. But when you decode the names of the people who are winning, you're like, this is complete hogwash. It's a tax on the poor. And the way I look at a lot of these cryptos that are popping up, I mean, there's dozens, if not hundreds of these things by now. It does feel like it's kind of, and some people are profiting, and that's great if you get in with the right timing, but you're not profiting in it unless other people are losing money. So it's hard to tell exactly what's going on. I don't have a whole lot of faith in it at the moment. And I do think, you know, a new financial system is going to be the answer. But right now we're still in a time with the US dollar and cash where we have advantages as a consumer. So for instance, if I walk into a gas station and the attendant there doesn't want to serve someone who's not wearing a mask, right? You know, if I go in and grab a soda or whatever, I can put a couple dollars on the counter and be like, oh, there, you know, there's your money. I can walk out of there. And technically I paid for it. And, you know, they can deny me service if they want. But if I, you know, give money, I'm not technically doing something illegal, am I? It's a gray area. But when you look at cryptocurrency, if that was the only way we had to pay, what's stopping somebody from flicking that off? And now I no longer even have the ability to hand over a couple dollars because my ability to transact is arrested by this electronic device. That's what people need to be deathly terrified of. That's awful. That's one of the worst possible things that can happen, is for people to get excluded from that. So this fact, you know, this myth that coronavirus is being transmitted through dollar bills or whatever, I mean, it's an absolute joke. And now, you know, they've gone full force now. I saw yesterday on CNN saying the CDC now says coronavirus primarily spreads through the air. It took them a year to figure this out, but now they're saying this as if everybody wasn't already acting in fear, as if that was the case. But clearly it's not.
That's a joke, man. Anyway, the pirate thing is interesting because the secret societies have had a long-standing obsession with pirates. The word itself, pirates, P-Y-R in Greek, is fire. Pirates are the ones with fire. And it's the same reason why 322 Skull and Bones, the lodge at Yale, has got the symbol of the skull and bones and the black pirate flag thing. I think probably a lot of the romantic mythology of pirates is talking about freebooting characters that were working for the crown under the radar, if you will, just basically doing things that wouldn't get their country attacked in a like a war type retribution, but looting and pillaging, doing what they will. I mean, that's what I think. And like, think about the word pyramid for an example. That's another example that has that root in it. So whether or not that's actually like relevant with pirate coin, it may or may not be. People could also just attach themselves to that symbol for other reasons, but the connection is there. It's strong. And I think that at the end of the day, what you're talking about is what we should be most concerned about, is the possibility of having to have our connection to the economy that we've been made dependent on shut off. And then, you know, it could be compounded by the fact that we might have fewer people in the country in a few years, like a lot fewer people, which is also a weird thought. And hopefully that's not the case, but that would make an already weakened economic system take possibly a death blow that needed to be rescued by some sort of UBI, some sort of larger takeover of food production and food distribution by the government or by corporations that are at this point indistinguishable from the government. There's a lot of possibilities. And I see that you might be looking up something from your site too. So at any point you want to like bring in any decodes that you've got, that'd be cool. We can screen share that. I've got a few questions about specific videos you've done recently or things that you've been working on in multiple videos, fleshing out, you know, connections for. But yeah, I'll kick it back to you first.
Yeah, I guess I just wanted to make sure that at some point during this this discussion, we talked a little bit about, you know, what we really think of this vaccine that's happening. And because there is a certain fear deep down within me about what this really is. And, you know, recently we've been hearing about this vaccine shedding. And I know this is something you actually mentioned to me earlier that someone you know has experienced. And when I first heard of it, my initial reaction was that, oh, this is more hogwash from the media to try to scare people and keep them apart from one another, right? Because now all of a sudden they want me to fear people who are vaccinated. Well, isn't that kind of the whole thing? Like, we're just fearing this fake virus? Are we just fearing something fake to destroy our connection with others? But now it seems like, no, this does seem like it could be real. So people who have not been vaccinated, who have come in contact with people who have, are suffering similar side effects to those who took the vaccine. And of course, Google and all these other big tech sites immediately went out and called everything a conspiracy theory as quickly as they could, which means, there's probably some truth to it. So, I mean, well, I'm glad you have some questions on posts because I got so much from recent that I don't know what to look at. But I don't know which, if you wanted to save this for the second hour, there was also a shooting in Colorado I wanted to ask you about.
Let's get into that. And second hour, we'll talk more about what we really think in regards to the questions you just posed, because we'll have plenty of room to do it there. And speaking of Rockfin, Lindsay of Rogue Ways has done a couple of great pieces of content on those questions. And they are really, it is a really like, I won't say it's like I'm scared, because I don't think at the end of the day, we'll get into it more later. But I don't think at the end of the day, those of us that refuse to willingly put stuff in ourselves are going to have the same type of problems as those who did willingly choose that. I think we have more ways to help ourselves out, you know?
And yeah.
It's not as big, but it is still like definitely, who knows? It's in their white papers that the technology is meant to be self-spreading. So we'll get into that. And you want me to bring up your screen share about the Colorado shooting?
Yeah, let's go ahead and touch on that. This was a really interesting riddle. So let's go back to March 22nd.
My birthday.
That's right. Chance's birthday, right near the solstice there, the big 3-2-2 date. And, you know, it's funny because when I make these videos, I kind of do it in a linear fashion. But then a month or two later, there's just certain things I remember that are really significant to this. And when we're looking at Boulder, so the city of Boulder, Colorado, has gematria of 322, and that's in the satanic method. And this is relevant in relation to the skull and bones number 322. So March 22nd, 322, the date of the shooting in Boulder. Now, what stood out to me the most that I remember about this, it was connected to Kroger and their CEO and all of this, but in my video, and you know what, this isn't even in the post, but that's fine. So in the video I made, I talked about a character from a show called American Gods named Shadow Moon. So if you look this up, you actually find that Shadow Moon this show, American Gods, actually represents the ancient Norse god Baldur, B-L-D-R or B-A-L-D-U-R. And this seems to be recognized in the media, where, yeah, I mean, Stars, American Gods, is Shadow Moon actually the god Baldur Moon? So the idea that this Norse god is currently being portrayed on a television series in America seems kind of relevant. So when we measure from the debut of American Gods to the first eclipse, we get 3 months and 22 days.
I'm just realizing Baldur sounds like Boulder too.
Well, yeah, that's exactly the point here is this phonetic similarity between Boulder and Baldur. And what's so wild about this, I did this video explaining this connection, and I didn't have a whole lot of numbers on it, but I was like, hey, this is pretty fascinating. Well, then in the comments for the video, someone mentioned that a witness for the shooting was named Sarah Moonshadow, and she was at the grocery store with her son, right? And I'm like, what are the odds of that? And then you look at this interview with this Sarah Moonshadow, and you realize it's entirely in front of a blue screen. And Sarah Moonshadow, by the way, she has an IMDb page, which kind of hints at the fact that she's an actress. And you look at this. This is Sarah Moonshadow, right? And we know this is a blue screen because when the car drives behind her, there's no reflection of the light that's shining in her face.
Bro, it looks like a green screen just looking at it. The lighting is all off.
Of course. It's always a green screen. So, you know, you look at it. There's the car that goes by in the background, but there's no reflection of the light.
That's sloppy. That's so sloppy. So
this is 100% proof that there is something else going on with these shootings. I mean, I don't call shootings hoaxes anymore because I'm aware that it appears to be the case that some people are definitely dying in these things. But why does the news instantly descend on these events and put actors who are clearly lying about things? But this shooting was connected to the CEO of Kroger primarily. His name is, Rodney McMullen, this guy here. And the day after this shooting, we had the blockage in the Suez Canal by the Ever Given cargo ship. And this is all Jesuit riddles. When you look at the Society of Jesus, the IHS, the Jesuit order, look at their founding date of September 27th, 927. The CEO of Kroger is named Rodney McMullen. His name has this 927 gematria. So I did point this out, but then the very next day, we had the Ever Given. And think about how the Ever Given is from the Evergreen shipping company. It says Evergreen in really, really big letters on the ship. That sums to 927 as well. So I have no question in my mind that whatever happened at that grocery store was an orchestrated event. It's just a matter of how they're carrying these things out. Is it, you know, was this one a hoax? I think, Chance, you might have a say in that. But, you know, it's like, what is happening? Is it a hex? You know, is this a black magic ritual? Is this just completely staged? What's going on? But is it true that you knew of somebody who was in that shooting?
Not this one, but the one that was the Batman shooting. Oh, wait, no. Actually, no, this one, somebody on Facebook, it's always secondhand with these things most of the time. Someone on Facebook posted about how their friend was killed there and like how tore up they were about it. And it was someone on Facebook I don't know well because I have a lot of random Facebook connections. But
okay,
I mean, it seemed like a real person that was making this claim. And I like you said, I don't think that they have to not kill people and sacrifice people in order to also pull off a hoax. I think that, I mean, if there's real like blood and guts and actual sorrow and misery from real human beings, I think that amplifies a lot of the spellcraft, honestly. And with the Aurora shooting also in Colorado, that in that one from way back to, in the Batman theater, I actually have a personal friend who was actually there in the theater. And now I think he was like maybe one theater over or something. And they were all ducking and covering. It sounded to him like real gunshots. And I mean, I had no reason not to believe that there was definitely something going on with that one. But there are other examples that need not be named where there are only fingerprints of hoax, you know, words that you can't even places that you can't even name on YouTube these days.
Yeah, just based on observation, I mean, it looks like a mixture. I mean, we can't call everything a hoax. I mean, you look at something like 9/11. There are literally people who believe that 9/11 was a full-blown hoax and that nobody died. Well, I mean, what about all those firemen that are on film going up into the building? Like, those people didn't survive. Plus, this way, yeah, you get actual human sacrifice, which just never really died, I believe, you know. It's been something that was powerful in ancient cultures, and it's not like anyone suddenly decided, you know what, this power is not worth it. Let's stop it. I don't think that ever happened. So I do think it's a mixture. But all these events, yeah, related to the Eclipse Code as well. This is another thing I point out all the time. You know, we had this mass shooting at the grocery store was exactly 159 weeks after the Great American Eclipse. That's a number we talk about with mass shootings because mass shooting equals 159. And the CEO of Kroger, which owns the grocery store, his birthday leaves 159 days in the year. Furthermore, his birthday, July 25th or 25/7, like the gematria of total solar eclipse. And the shooting at his grocery store was 257 days before the next total solar eclipse. And it was also 7 months, 25 days after his 725 birthday. And his name equals 93, like the sun. He's a Leo, which is ruled by the sun. And this is what happens. You always got to look a layer deeper. So, for instance, yesterday there was another event where we had a hostage situation at a bank. And I tell you what, it's been a long time since we got a good old fashioned bank robbery news story where someone comes in and actually orders hostages to the ground. Hasn't it been a long time? Probably because, I mean, how much cash do banks really have these days? I doubt it's anywhere near what they used to in the 80s and whatnot. And maybe I just watched too many movies where it felt like there was a big bank robbery in every other film. I don't know. But this one, you know, it came out on the 7th of May, 7/5. Hostage 75, St. Cloud, Minnesota 75. And you realize it's not just connected to the bank, but also the politicians. Because the politicians, these are selected men who are placed in positions of power by the numbers as symbols. And when you look at the governor of Minnesota, where this hostage situation took place, Tim Walz, or Walz, he had been in office for exactly 2 years and 4 months, like the gematria of St. Cloud, Minnesota. This is also 2 years and 120 days, like his full name, Timothy James Walz. This was standoff, which equals 85, which matches Tim Walz, 85, and he had been in office for 850 days, which is also 121 weeks, like St. Cloud, Minnesota. So I can literally take every single possible way you measure from the date he took office, whether it's years and months, years and days, just weeks, they're all relevant. So this news story, I mean, what is this? Is this another? This one could be a hoax. I mean, nobody died. Nobody got hurt even really. So it's actually like a completely useless news story. I don't know really what it would accomplish, but it fills up the headlines and it gets people a little freaky about going out. Anytime they can put anything in the news where there's danger and unrest outdoors, I think that's something they want in the media. But yeah, that's just to highlight a little bit about what's going on is that, you know, it's not just the date numerology and the gematria, but whoever they're putting in charge of these establishments, you know, again, these people themselves are symbols and groups of numbers that then get attributed. So
not just even politicians, it goes for like sports figures too.
Yeah, I mean, team owners,
actors,
general managers, stuff like that. I mean, this whole thing with Aaron Rodgers playing out is so funny to me. And it's all a numeric riddle, like this idea that Aaron Rodgers is suddenly unhappy and wants out of Green Bay. Remember, guys, last year, right after the pandemic hit, we had this documentary called The Last Dance. And in The Last Dance, this is about the Chicago Bulls' last championship season, which was in 1998. And the number 1998 is funny because Michael Jordan, his full name, Michael Jeffrey Jordan, sums to 109 and 98, like 1998. And 1998 is 666 times 3. So 1998 was a big, important year. And it was also 22 years before 2020, the coronavirus pandemic, 220. Remember, it was Operation Warp Speed, which gave us the vaccines. Donald John Trump, 220. This was a huge number last year. So what happens is they released this documentary called The Last Dance about the Bulls. And The Last Dance has the same gematria as Chicago Bulls, right? But think about the date of the release, April 19th. April 19th is the start of Taurus, which is the constellation represented by the bull, right? So a little fun astrology in that. But then you realize this year, on the anniversary of the release of The Last Dance, we got news that Scottie Pippen's son died. And of course, Scottie Pippen was Michael Jordan's number one right-hand man for that 1998 Chicago Bulls team. And right away, I'm like, wait a minute, 33? Scottie Pippen wore number 33 for the Bulls, which equals 33. And then you realize, oh, okay, Scottie Pippen, his birthday matches Jesus Christ. His full name matches Jesus. Jesus dying at 33 on the cross in 33 AD. This is a crucifixion riddle, 100%. And so not only does he die at 33, the number that his father wore on the court, but it was on the anniversary of the release of this documentary. And then 10 days after Scottie Pippen's son dies, all of a sudden now we get news about Aaron Rodgers wanting to leave Green Bay. And why did he want to leave Green Bay? Because the Packers drafted a quarterback named Jordan Love, while the country is all back in love with Jordan. Like, do I need to even say more? I mean, this stuff is a literal, absolute joke. It's mockery. But no matter how much I talk about this, I still have friends and family who are like, oh, did you hear about Aaron Rodgers? Oh, I can't believe that Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. It's like, shut up. It's like, it's just garbage. Who cares? It's like watching a soap opera. Like, did you see General Hospital yesterday? That fucking little... No, come on. Nobody cares.
Yeah, the sports have always just been like a big distraction game to keep people from looking into other things or spending their time undistracted, right?
So yeah, totally.
I mean, not that sports themselves are wrong. You know, obviously we're not saying that, but when it comes to like Major League Baseball or any of these other major league sports, they all have the red and the blue logo. There's always so much Masonic involvement with the owners of teams and even the original conception of the leagues themselves. But I want to get into a specific question with you here, and maybe we'll have time for another little look at a DK code or two. But I think that a very important thing with gematria is to, this is my opinion, right? But to not take it super seriously or overthink it. I know that that's funny to say to you because you think about this deeply, but I also have always got the vibe from you that you basically have your hands up like this when it comes to some of the gematria being organic synchronicity versus like purposeful encoding. And I think what's great about what the work you do on conspiratorial stuff with gematria is that, yeah, this is like many, many things, way too many beyond probable chance. And they connect to concepts and other agendas. And even with like the Scottie Pippen thing, who knows what the purpose of that is other than to just be like a wink and a nod while they keep filling up people's news feeds with garbage. Right. And maybe there's really no deeper significance, or maybe, you know, maybe there's some kind of like subconscious hook that gets into people when they see these talismanic numbers and these certain names, and they don't even necessarily know why it affects them on like an archetypal atavistic level.
Can I just say real quick? Can I just say real quick? It's like it's lowering vibrations. So by releasing this documentary, you know, they pulled a lot of people in emotionally to this Bulls team. And think about how many people, you know, have a better view of Scottie Pippen and appreciate him more. And then a year later, his son dies and everyone's like, oh, my God, you can't go through a worse thing than having your son die. And you look at the comments on these news stories and it's like, oh, my heart bleeds for Scottie. And it's like, well, there you go. That's the agenda. Lowering the vibration.
The time of year where it's supposed to be about life and birth and stuff is being inverted. Every year it happens.
Right. Which is why around the spring solstice, we get like a series of major celebrity deaths. It's the same. It's formulaic. I mean, I've been doing this for 4 or 5 years paying attention. It's literally the same thing every year around the same time. And this being this was at the end of April, which was around May 1st or Beltane or Valpurgisnacht. I mean, these are incredibly high holidays on the satanic calendar. So, yeah, always harnessing these energies, particularly in the spring, it seems. And just keeping people lowered a notch. I mean, you're not going to have as good of a day if your mind is lost in the idea that someone you care for or appreciate, you know, they lost a loved one. It's just a fact. So, and it's not to say that you shouldn't care about death. I mean, it's appropriate to have emotions, you know, connecting yourself to others. But how many of those people really knew Scottie Pippen? Probably none of them who were commenting on the news story. So when it comes to those types of things, you just can't let it affect your life. I mean, it's good to be rational and say, oh, this is sad and, you know, we can pay our respects. Again, assuming this was even a real news story. I mean, I never heard of his son before this. And then you realize like this was the only son he had with his first wife and his first wife has matching gematria with 33. It's like, ah, who knows? But in regards to your question, you know, the organic against the forced, so to speak.
Let me clarify just a little bit. My concern is when people who have high IQ and high pattern recognition ability start getting into something like this. There are other rabbit holes like this and begin to sort of lose it, if you will. Yeah. I think that pattern recognition is a huge blessing, especially in today's day of constant psyops, but it can also be a bit of a double-edged sword. And I wanted to kind of get your take on that. And then, of course, you can also delineate with your thoughts on organic versus this like forced, contrived, ritualistic gematria usage.
Sure. So when I first, you know, discovered gematria and seeing it taught on YouTube, it was kind of under the guise that everything is a conspiracy and that it's all being orchestrated. And those things that we were looking at were mostly surface level, you know, just basic gematria and looking at the dates. But then you're like, okay, well, you know, a lot of my decodes recently, what I've been doing is saying, just making really logical connections to things from like a generation ago and saying, wow, well, not only is this coded connected to their most recent birthday, but with this film that came out 20, 30 years ago. So how is that possible? Well, of course, you know, you could say that Hollywood and all of this is being controlled from the same source for generations, which I do believe. However, there comes a point where you realize, like, wait a minute. If people who are 99 years old, if people who are 104 years old are also dying by the numbers, well, that can't simply be murder because that means that for 99 or 104 years, something had to have kept that person alive. Most people die by that age. That there must be an organic element in that. And, you know, one gematria decoder even like did a video on the world's oldest person being murdered by the numbers. And I actually came in and I'm like, really? Like 114 years old? And it's like, yeah, but if you type in their name, you get the number of days to their birthday. Does that seem like a coincidence? I'm like, yeah, kind of. Like, you got to find more than that to make me think this is a ritualistic murder. Like, that to me is wild. So I see that as an example.
What I like about you is you use a lot of triple digit or quadruple digit connections. Yeah. And then, because if you're just breaking it down to single digit reduction gematria, you basically have like a 1 in 9 chance of a match. Better than that, really. I mean, if that's the only lens, but whenever you start, I mean, it's kind of a generalization, obviously, but
yeah,
the further that you go into like multi digits, the connections are further and further away from random.
Right. And I mean, there are others who treat the reduction ciphers as the most relevant, and perhaps they are, But the only way I see it is that they tend to be more relevant because they're smaller numbers. So it's easier for there to be a match. Whereas when you look at something like Jewish gematria and look at like quadruple digits and seeing how that syncs up. For instance, I made this great post. Well, I might say it's great, but a couple weeks ago, we had this Indonesian submarine that sank, number 402. And yeah, let's bring this post up. This is all connected to Barack Obama. And the connections are really, really obvious. And what a lot of people don't know is that Obama's stepfather, Lolo Sitorah, was Indonesian. Okay. And the current president of Indonesia is Joko Widodo, who bears this pretty odd resemblance to Barack Obama. But the resemblance is not only on the face. And this is what I mean about it's very important with this stuff to make a logical connection first, because what I do see with these, you know, high IQ, high pattern recognition people who come into the Discord is their first reaction. And I empathize with it because it was kind of my first reaction, too. It's like, oh, numbers are relevant. I'm going to find the relevance right now. But if you don't have a kind of an understanding of how the language works, and part of what I mean by that is that you have to kind of get used to understanding what is a coincidence, more or less. So you can type a number, you know, like five or six things in, and if you see a match between two of those, you might be like, oh, wow, there's a match. But it's going to take more than that for it to be a truly like phenomenal thing. And what I find is that when you make the logical connections first and then do a little bit of digging, that's when it becomes phenomenal. So in this case, we're looking at Obama and Widodo. And I love this name, Joko Widodo. Can you say it once for me, Chad? Chance, please. Joko Widodo.
Joko Widodo.
It's so great, dude. Thank you. So Barack Obama was the 44th president. And when you add these two names in gematria, Barack Obama and Joko Widodo, you get 440. And they were born 44 days apart. Joko Widodo became the president on a date with 44 numerology. He was born on a date with 44 numerology. And the 44th prime number, 193, he was born on the 193rd day of the year. So that alone builds this strong, phenomenal connection between these two men on top of what they look like, right? And then you realize, well, back this is what I was going to mention, actually. When you type out Joko Widodo and Barack Obama in Jewish gematria, right? So we saw the 440 connecting them in reverse. Well, in Jewish gematria, we get 1953. And the man that connects these two guys, Lolo Sitorah, Obama's stepfather, died at the age of 19,053 days old. And it was in the year 87, which is Barack and Joko added together. So there's really strong connections. And then you realize, oh, this 2018 plane crash in Indonesia, it was on a Lion Air flight. Lion. Well, Barack Obama is a Leo, which is symbolized by the lion. Lion equals 50, like the date of the plane crash. Barack Obama equals the 50th prime number. And then, let's see. Oh, in this plane crash, 181 passengers died. 181? Barack Obama is 181. Barack Hussein Obama II is also 181. They love this number for him. This is the 42nd prime number. And then the Indonesian submarine that sank was 402. And of course, 402 is negatively stamped on blacks throughout history. So, you know, these are the types of things where it's like, this interests me because it makes me question a little bit about what's going on. Like, okay, so we have these two men connected. Are their birthdays fake? Are they actually physically related? Or is there like, are they cloning people? Are they making sure people are born on a certain date? Or is this all coming from a different realm, which is something I don't spend a whole lot of time talking about because it's kind of out there. But to me, there's just simply no way that all of this numerology manifests through gematria and astrology without something else beyond our five sense reality going on. And when it comes to the numerology behind these conspiracies, like, yes, 100% the conspiracies are happening. Like, people are conspiring to take power away from humanity. They want to make us think that we're diseased. They want us to fear each other. All of that's happening, and that's true. However, that conspiracy also seems to be more or less a function of our reality. Like, this world in its current state cannot exist without this evil trying to constantly rise and take over. And that's a strange thing for me to try to get people to understand, because it suggests that we're in some sort of simulation, some sort of construct. But I 100% believe that's the case, that we're all here for a particular reason, whether we're out just carrying out a certain job that needs to be done within it. Maybe we're here helping expand consciousness. Maybe we're here to bring in and raise another life of someone who will impact others. We don't know. It's so far beyond our understanding. All we can really do is live within ourselves, follow what's true to our hearts, and go forward. And for me, you know, finding Gematria and then realizing how it was connected to this mathematical wonder that is our solar system, for instance, like, it struck me so powerfully when I found it that, like, I kind of knew this was going to be what I was going to be doing for a long time. And, you know, numerology is only going to be like that for a very small percentage of people, and that's fine. But if anything is to be derived from my work, it's the understanding, hopefully, that we're here for a reason, and that all of this is destiny in a sense. Because when a lot of people look at the news and see all the darkness, you know, it's a very sad way to look at the world. And if they think it's just a conspiracy and that there's no hope, you know, that's also sad. But there's duality in all of this. Remember, the word duality has the same gematria as the word numbers. So we get very evil things, but we're also getting the most positive good things at this time too. And it's very difficult to see those things, especially for me right now, you know, with all that's going on. But it's there. Enlightenment is happening. Awakening is happening. And, you know, those who become enlightened tend to be those who seek enlightenment. I saw your episode last week with Dylan Sicoccio, and I hope I said his name right. He does great work. And, you know, I definitely sympathize with him in the sense that it's just like, I don't feel, obligated to save everybody anymore. Where at first I was like, oh, this is something brand new. Everyone needs to see it. Well, then I realized you can even show this brand new stuff to people, and they either they don't want to see it or they can't see it. You know, a lot of people do, but those tend to be the people who were already kind of seeing things and waking up. I can't say I've ever changed anyone's mind when they were like extremely skeptical to begin with, but I have blown a lot of people's minds when they came to me asking questions or inquisitively. So, you know, as much as, and that's the part of what sucks is that I get this from my mom, where I'm like a serious empath, right? Like, I want everyone to get the most out of life and be as happy as they can be. And numerology is my way of kind of showing that, like, hey, it's not just that there's evil things going on, but that every one of us here, we're all coded, right? We're all meant to be here at this time and place. But when those same people that I've grown to love reject this knowledge, and I mean, many of them literally, like, the words they have literally said have been, I'm a mess. Like, Bill Gates, please inject me with everything, like, with whatever you have. Like, I actually, just saying that out loud, like, it actually, I got emotional thing because it's so messed up to me. But people are really in that state of mind.
Ask and you shall receive.
They want it. Yeah. And I'm like, when I hear someone say that, I have no, there's nothing inside of me that says, hey, wait a minute. Like, Bill Gates is coded with the number 666. So is his foundation. So is everything else. Why would I even care to try and save that person if they're already so far gone? They're saying, oh, I don't understand anything. Like, please, science, rescue me. I can't relate to that in the slightest. So when it comes to that thing, it's just like, look, I have to be conscious of my energy, where I'm spending it, and making sure that it's positive to not just others, but to me as well. So that's been a tough thing to adjust to over the past year. It's like, you know, when 2020 started to hit and we started to realize what this was, I mean, as soon as it hit, I was like, oh shit, they flipped the switch, you know. But everyone around me was like, oh, it's just a couple of weeks, whatever. And yeah, I mean, those same people are just like, oh, it's just a couple more weeks, so just get your vaccine, it'll be fine. And those same people are still wearing masks.
People like us were saying, just give it a minute. Here come vaccine passports. And people were like, no, that's crazy. And now you have Instagram influencers posting a link on how to get your digital ID. And they're literally getting paid. Like there are ads out there on the internet. Are you an online influencer? We'll give you $1,500 to show that you got your shot and like promote this and that. Because it's ironic. It's actually illegal for the pharmaceutical companies to advertise conventionally for these things that they're doing right now. Yet they're also immune to legal liability for any harm done or damages done. So it's so weird.
Well, this is what they have to do, because if you use logic and like base morality, there's no way you want to accept this stuff. There just isn't. So they have to do everything they can to influence you. And whether that's through influencers, whether that's through a media outlet that they think you trust, you know, whatever. But yeah, like I said, I mean, those same vaccinated people are still going out and wearing masks, and they're still clamoring in fear of people who aren't wearing masks, like people I know of. And it's hard for me to even understand, because if you can't see it by now, then I don't know. That's
what blows my mind is the people that are able to like at least know to reject an injection they don't need, but are still like, well, that doesn't mean that all these other things are bad. You know, at least we don't have Orange Man anymore. Isn't that great, guys? Good job, yeah, everyone. That's what they just congratulate themselves about that. But anyway, we're about 5 minutes out. You can definitely finish the thought you were about to jump into, but wanted to give everyone the reminder that the extended episodes over on Rockfin, gonna drop the link in the chat right now. And also thanks to everyone in Rockfin. A minute ago, I noticed that there was like a tipping war and everyone was trying to outdo each other. I got
awesome.
A lot of tips, better than I've ever gotten on a Rockfin stream before. But this is also the best live stream I've managed to land over there, because I had some tech issues the last time I tried to do it this way. But anyway, we'll come to the end of the next couple minutes before we cut the YouTube stream and jump straight over to Rockfin. Not jump, but just continue over there. But I wanted you to have a chance to finish that thought and also remind people where to find all your stuff. I'll put links in the chat for that as well. And it's also in the show description. And maybe let us know what you're most interested in right now that they might find on your YouTube channel that is you think is the wildest stuff.
Sure. Yeah. So as far as finishing that thought, I guess it's just, humans are a bit naive at this point in humanity. I think they've taken advantage of generations of softness, right? I mean, we haven't had a major war in, 70 years or so. And over time, people begin to get a little comfortable, begin to feel placated. And then you kind of sneak, like right now, I mean, I'm not shy about saying we're in a war. I mean, maybe it's just an information war. I think it's a little deeper than that now with the vaccine rollout. I can relate, because when I first learned about 9/11, I didn't want to believe the depth of the conspiracy. It's like, oh yeah, this one event was staged and they were using it to go to war. But it never dawned on me that the entire media structure from Fox to CNN to MSNBC were all telling us lies in order to steer us in a direction. It wasn't until 2015 where I started to say, like, I can't take this BS reporting anymore. I got to dig deeper. So I get that a lot of people, want to trust humans and just say like, oh, well, they're just trying to take advantage of coronavirus and use it to gain more power. No, guys, let's stop being so damn naive. Coronavirus was entirely intentional. And, I've still seen no proof that coronavirus is a real disease or a real virus. The disease which people are suffering from, I think, stems from a lot of other things, whether it's toxins, whether it's from solar energies with the eclipses going on. The idea that it's just a contagious virus is a joke.
EMF is a huge factor.
And maybe we can talk about this more in the second hour, but my concern is that all these metals dropping from the sky, from these chemtrails, that could be responsible for getting people sick. If they have EMFs which are strong enough to trigger the metals that are now in your bloodstream, in your body, perhaps that's what's generating this spike protein that people are suffering from. To me, that seems like the most logical theory as far as what's actually happening, because you can't just say that COVID is a hoax. I mean, the virus might be a hoax, but people are suffering from a disease of like, oh, I can't breathe. They're getting old and they can't breathe. I mean, I know of people who have died because they all of a sudden stopped or they lost the ability to breathe well. And I never knew of that happening before with the older people in my family. So, you know, to just call it a hoax is a little naive, but idea that
an Uncle Dennis that wound up getting shoved off to the hospital and no one could see them and they died there, right? Am I mistaken?
Well, I had an Uncle Dennis who died of cancer in 2014. And then I had an Uncle Ron who died in December. And we can get more into it, but he died on a date that I was actually worried about him passing away too. So we can talk about that.
Yeah. Tell people where to find you though.
Sure. Well, the website is always the primary place, gematronator.com. That's the Gematronator calculator. And it's basically got everything you need there as far as the calculator, the date calculator, links to my blog, links to my YouTube, all my recent content, whether it's a post or video, is going to be in the top right there. The YouTube channel is gematronator_85. And then I'm also on Twitter occasionally at gematronator as well. And then there's a Discord link on the website too. And I don't do a great job of moderating the Discord, but there are a lot of people who are pretty interested in astrology, numerology, sharing facts on there, theorizing about what's going on, trying to find solutions, doing our little part in our world. But that's pretty much it for now. I think, within the next month here, I may have a Patreon Rockfin page. I'll have a lot more time to devote to this. Whereas everything I'm doing now is just like when I have the energy after work, but we're going to be picking it up a notch this year.
Yeah, to me, I think that's a great example of how things get worse and better at the same time, all the time, because you've got a lot of gifts to share. I know that people that follow your work, as much as for the brilliant decodes you do, follow you because of who you are. I mean, that's for me personally, of all the decoders in the business, that's why you're like my go-to trusted guy, because I resonate with you on a deep level. And I know that your heart's in the right place. You're not trying to be like a dogmatist. You're just showing things that are interesting riddles and hoping people will spring off of that into their own deeper, understanding of this crazy as within, so without type of from the inward dot, the outward role actually is the correct way of phrasing it. You know, alchemical reality. It's always a pleasure to have you on too. This was a fun first hour.
Well, thanks, Chance. I appreciate that because, you know, I do put a lot of work into it. Like the work is my focus on it, but if I'm not displaying the work in some sort of positive fashion, then I don't think it's going to help too many people. So yeah, that means a lot. Yeah. Thanks.
All right, man. Posting the Rockfin link in the stream one more time. And also going to recommend, not that you don't necessarily do a Patreon, but they are kicking people off of there too for crazy reasons. I know people personally. Corbett got kicked off of Patreon and he never even posted anything on there. All he had was a way to pay him $2 a month and he wasn't posting anything there. And they kicked him off for what he had on his own private website. So it's amazing what's going on with that. But Rockfin seems pretty chill. And then I think Subscribestar is a good Patreon-like system as well. But
okay, maybe I'll make my own on my own website. You know, I don't know.
You've got the skills. You got the time.
So I will. Yeah.
Well, that would be cool. If I could hire you to do that for me, I would. At least if I had the funding. But with all these Rockfin tips today, I'm a little closer to it. So yeah,
awesome.
I'm going to attempt to cut the stream on YouTube and hopefully it works the way I expect it to. And thanks everyone for being in here. Derek, you got anything to say to the YouTube crowd before we move over?
Like, share, subscribe this video. Help wake people up. Chance is doing some great stuff over here.
Thanks for saying that. Yeah, it's always good to synergize with people like you. And we'll catch everyone that's on Rockfin there. And thanks for tuning in. This was a good one.
All right. Thanks, guys.